This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University hopes years of declining enrollment are over. Now the goal is to start increasing the number of students on its campuses in Macomb and the Quad Cities. Western reports 7,455 students are enrolled this fall. That's a dip of just 35 students from last year, or less than 0.5%, so enrollment basically held steady. That comes after some sharp declines over a 14-year stretch. Dr. Amber Schultz is Western's Vice President for Enrollment Management. She's new to the position and is still studying WIU President Guiyu Huang's goal of increasing enrollment by 3% each year through 2027.
I've only been here a month. I do see a lot of low-hanging fruit, so I'm excited about this coming fall, the spring, the coming fall, and the following fall. And then we'll just continue reevaluating every year to determine if that 2027 goal is, in fact, achievable. But I'm hopeful.
What do you mean by low-hanging fruit? What are you seeing?
I think there's a lot of opportunity to just continue to put our best foot forward as a campus to really market our strongest features and benefits. I think students come here for the high quality academic experience, and we can do a much better job of bragging about that high quality academic experience and getting the kinds of student experiences they have in the classroom and working with faculty in front of our prospective student audience so they have an idea of what they're going to experience, because I do think that that'll put us in front of some of the competition in terms of the academic experience. So looking at how we do our campus visit experience to make sure that we're incorporating the academic experience, look at how we're communicating out to students so that we're doing a better job of just featuring the strengths of our academic programs.
Do you have to do anything different in terms of marketing Macomb versus the Quad Cities, or are you just trying to bring students to Western?
At the moment, I just want to bring students to Western, but I do think it's important to understand our audience and how we communicate with that audience. Currently, the Quad Cities campus caters to a larger population of degree-seeking students or students that are working full-time or, you know, and going part-time, and maybe not that totally traditional direct from high school student population. There are some in the Quad Cities, but a larger percentage of the Quad Cities student population are working professionals, and so getting in front of them is a different methodology than getting in front of direct from high school students, and so where the Macomb campus has that larger percentage of straight from high school students.
I would imagine you've read about some of the challenges of the past few years at Western. Mm-hmm. Why'd you decide to come here?
I'm super excited about the challenges. Like I said earlier today, the six campuses I served previously have experienced similar challenges, similar morale issues on the campus because of declining enrollment and declining budgets and cutting of staff and faculty. So I really have a lot of empathy for what people have gone through here at Western, but I also have a strong track record of helping campuses move past that to accomplish some of our enrollment goals. So I think that's why I was super excited to come to Western. I'm hoping to have a big positive impact on the place.
Dr. Amber Schultz is Vice President for Enrollment Management at Western Illinois University. She's worked in higher education enrollment management at a half dozen institutions over the past 23 years. While Western's overall enrollment is steady compared to last year, a deeper dive reveals a mixed bag. The headcount is up in Macomb, but down in the Quad Cities. Total student credit hours decreased 3.5%, and the new freshman headcount is down. But international student enrollment is more than double what it was a year ago. The administration says it aggressively recruited international students this past year after previous federal immigration guidelines, followed by the COVID-19 pandemic, affected international enrollment last year. Rich Egger reporting.